chapter 4, verse 40, we see that healing came through laying on of hands. When anyone came to Jesus, everyone got healed. There was no exceptions. It is God's will to heal you. Every time you come to Jesus, expect your healing. One of the problems why we have not seen more healing in the body of Christ, the people are not going to Jesus. They are going to the doctors, they are going to physicians, they are going to consultants, they are going to hospitals, they are going to other assistants, to other aides. But today, I pray that you will come to Jesus, because anyone who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ can expect and will be healed. But remember, there are conditions. We live in a society, in a time and in an age where people have a sense of entitlement. They think they're entitled to certain things. Dear child of God, you are only entitled to healing if you have made God the very center, the very core of your life, the very core of your being. If you are walking in obedience to the word of God, if you are walking in obedience to the word of God, you can expect, you will receive healing, because God is bound and tied to his word. Nothing can bind God except his word. God is so sure about his word. God believes in his own word that he has bound himself to it. God is duty bound to his word. So therefore, if you bind yourself to the same word, that same word will deliver you. Oh, Father God, this morning I pray that your people will receive your word. I pray that they will receive your healing. I pray that they will receive your deliverance. I pray that they will receive your victory. I pray that they will receive your success, because your word is enough, my God. Your bread is enough, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them bring whatever it is that they have before you, because, my God, whatever it is that they have is enough, in the name of Jesus. And so, dear God, I pray that just like the little boy who brought his lunch and his lunch was able to feed thousands of people, so may the people bring whatever they have and not allow the devil to eat their lunch. But oh my God, I pray that they will bring those small things before you, and that you will take the small things and bless them and bless nations in the name of Jesus. You don't need a lot of faith to believe God. You just need a little faith. And so, my God, may they bring their little faith today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may they triumph in Jesus' name. Amen.